It's Monday, November 8th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Hybrid work brings software money and even more services upside, cloud spending and a look at pricing adoption, and Microsoft's carrot and stick on upgrades. This is the Business of Tech. Kicking off the week with a link to a protocol article about hybrid work software. While the piece focuses on the push around Teams, Slack, and Zoom, here's the numbers I want to pull out. The amount of workers operating remotely full-time decreased from 54% in May 2020 to 25% in September 2021, per Gallup, while the proportion of individuals that went into the office occasionally grew from 15% to 20%. It's a longer explanation of changes to work, including four-day work weeks and asynchronous communications. There's clearly money here. Dropbox beat their Q3 estimates. Why? Remote work. Then again, that's software. 69% of respondents to an N-Border survey said they, quote, don't feel a strong sense of connection to their coworkers. N-Border surveyed 2,000 full-time employees for the report. Almost three-quarters of respondents said collaboration requires much more effort now than it did prior to March 2020, according to the November 1st results. Why do we care? There's certainly money in the software around delivering remote work, which is where most of the rest of the press coverage is. I'll continue to note I think there's even more opportunity in making those products actually effective. My analysis is that the end states are not all that understood, so don't read too much into the raw data on who is working where, and instead worry about the ways to help organizations with that sense of connection or reduce collaboration effort. And the answer won't just be returning to the old ways, as we have stat after stat talking about how employees like a lot of what they picked up. This middle bit, not all remote, not all together, is hard. But hard things have opportunity. This remains not a technology problem, but a people one to address. European organizations have mirrored the global spending trend, with record levels invested in IT outsourcing driven by cloud service investments. In Europe, the value of contracts signed during the third quarter of this year reached a record £4.7 billion, 36% higher than the same quarter last year and 4% higher than the previous quarter this year. The increase was driven by heavy spending on cloud services, which totaled £2.4 billion, 59% higher than last year. In Europe, infrastructure as a service and software as a service deals were both up 59%, to records of £1.75 billion and £677 million, respectively. This from Computer Weekly. Now, let's couple that with some information about SaaS spending. OpenView, a VC firm, looked at pricing models and determined that of the nearly 600 SaaS companies that responded, 45% they're using a flexible pricing model, up from 34% in 2020. Here's the bit I care about. The report's definition of usage-based pricing adoption includes companies like Twilio, whose pricing is almost entirely pay-as-you-go, as well as those offering subscription tiers based on usage, like Zapier. In other words, the report's co-authors don't draw the line at whether there's a subscription element. Instead, they consider pricing as tied to product consumption behavior, as opposed to just seat-based pricing, in a landscape where companies also charge based on customer size, functionality, services, or other factors. The value a customer receives rarely ties in directly with how many people log in, especially as more and more startups now offer solutions built around automation, AI, or APIs. Why do we care? So SaaS is the future, and this is particularly true for SMBs. Now I want to consider how pricing models might shift again. Per unit, i.e. seat-based pricing, maybe should go away here. Can services be done in a consumption model that doesn't just look like time? That's a big question to ponder, and the one I'm left with today. No quip of an answer, just that lingering question. How might services beyond the SaaS product itself be charged on consumption? Microsoft has released some data from YouGov, which is designed to push device upgrades. 66% of workers with company-owned laptops or tablets are still using the same device they had when the COVID-19 lockdown started last March. More than a third, 35% of employees who received new devices since the onset of COVID-19, reported a resulting increase in their productivity. Meanwhile, most employees have made do with the same device while working remotely, Microsoft said in a statement. That seems to couple with their end to OneDrive updates for Windows 7 and Windows 8, which will end March 1st, 2022. Why do we care? Very tactically, but the two are linked. Microsoft wants everyone to upgrade, and they offer a carrot of the enticement of more productivity and a stick of discontinuing productivity products. Are you still relying on a frustrating patchwork of legacy solutions? Modernize your cybersecurity and data protection with Acronis Cyber Protect Cloud. It's a single solution that combines backup, anti-malware, and endpoint protection management. As an MSP, you can easily improve client security posture, eliminate complexity, and generate more recurring revenue. Learn more about Acronis Cyber Protect Cloud at acronis.com. Thanks for listening. First day back after a long weekend, so I'm playing catch up. Nothing quippy to say, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.